This morning's reading is taken from John 20, verses 1 to 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the stripes of linen laying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the stripes of linen laying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning and happy Easter, everyone. I'm very excited that even though we didn't plan this, Sylvia put up the slides of new life just before, because today's theme is all about new life, with a side of plant facts. So here we go. Slide number one. This is a picture of a bird of paradise, and it is one of my favourite flowers. But this one's got quite a story, because this one is growing in my mother's conservatory. She has green fingers. She has not passed this on to me. I can kill cress. But my mother is a miracle worker when it comes to plants. And when I was out in South Africa 10 years ago, I saw this lovely plant, a bird of paradise. And someone gave me a seed right at the beginning of the holiday. Got stuck in my suitcase for the remaining month, went through at least 3 airport irradiation scanners. And eventually, after another trip, I brought it back home to my parents and said, "Mum, can you bring this thing alive?" By that point, the seed was brown and shriveled. Horrible. Didn't think it would come to anything. But being my mum, she managed it. 3 years later, it finally gave a little bud. 6 years later, it finally flowered. So life came from what looked like it was dead. And of course, there are other things at Easter that I like to talk about that mean new life to me. Most of you will know this fact, that calendarly speaking, in the church calendar, if not the actual calendar, this is what I was doing Easter last year. And I can assure you, this is far preferable, apart from the end goal was lovely. So Easter to me has a real reason to be about new life. Now, when I think about new life, it makes me think about life's foundations. And if you were here at Christmas and can cast your mind way back when, I know it's really far, you might remember me making a terrible, terrible cake. It was a disaster. All the wrong ingredients. The same as when we can put the wrong ingredients in our life. Possessions, work, money, just being the best at something. And we made a terrible, terrible cake. But today, I want to talk to everyone who says, well, those weren't my goals. I don't actually want to be the best at work. I don't actually think that possessions matter all that much. All I'm about is love. Love, love, love. Now, you may like to join in this brief clip. 50 years old in July this year. Is this song resonating as your life philosophy?
All you need is love.
All you need is love.
I could go on forever, but we mustn't. So what I want to talk about today is how love fits into the Easter story, but not on its own. And I'm going to do that with the help of some paper folding. I'm going to try to tell the whole Easter story in paper. And children, I want you to watch the folds really closely, because I'm going to see at the end whether anyone can come up and copy me. And the reason why I want to talk about love as a philosophy is that if that's all life is about, don't get me wrong, you've picked a great one, but that's not the end of the story. Because love, as much as it's the greatest emotion that God has given us, it's stronger than the grave, it's stronger than fear, stronger than hate. There's a time when our human love runs out. We can't give it everything. We don't always love our enemies as Jesus calls us to do, but the cross gives us love and new life together. And that's what I think the heart of life is all about. Because this isn't going to be one of those Easter sermons where you hear, as I did as a child the couple of times I went to Easter, Easter's got too much about chocolate eggs. You just give them to your family and it's not enough about anything else. Well, I think you give your family chocolate eggs because you love them, right? There might be a bit of pester power involved sometimes, but we give eggs to family members and friends that we love. And I often think that God must love us very much for inventing chocolate and eggs. And I would like to say, you heard it here first, it might put an end to the chicken and egg debate, you know, which one came first. What if the first thing conceived in the mind of God was the chocolate egg? Okay, mild heresy. But you heard it here first. That, to me, is the pinnacle of Christian. But let's get on with our paper. So perhaps you weren't interested in being top all the time. You know, that's not your life philosophy. You don't want to be the best. You don't want to be number one. And you don't really care that much about possessions. So you don't care about house or getting the best one. You don't care, perhaps, about the best experiences, about travelling around the world in a paper plane or a real one. All you care about is the good things in life. And you could put aside everything in your own life apart from loving those around you. So that can all go aside. In the wider world, you think that all people need is a bit more love. We can solve a lot of things with a bit more love. So all of that can go aside as well. Well, let's see what letters we've made. I'm going to put this bit down for a minute. This is the point when I have to try and work out how to fix all these on a board. So here's our L. And now we're going to make you can see what's probably coming given what we're talking about. I'll make this into V. A nice interesting extra bit there that I folded on A3 that didn't happen on A4. And we come to RV. And shortly, our E. So I have made the word love very nearly with my last bit here. And you might say, well, made the word love roughly pretty good there, I think. But to me, oh, you're lovely. It's terrible, but thank you. But to me, I think this looks a little bit flimsy. The letters aren't very whole, still torn a bit. But what was the shape that we didn't notice that I'd made? This isn't the magic show, but I love you guys anyway. This is what we want to put before the word love, and over the word love, and after and under. Because this is what makes our love secure. And if you've come here today thinking, well, maybe Jesus is just the best example of a human being we could ever know, and he died as a really good example, well, maybe that's as much as love means to you today. Or maybe you've been a Christian for a long time, and you know what the Bible says, that he loved us so much that he died for us. That's what took him to the cross, so that despite all the wrong things we've done, we could be with him. But that wasn't the end of the story, because this is Good Friday. And what's today? Easter Sunday. So in Easter Sunday, I think the cross enables us to change the letters over a little bit like this. So our love is still there, but our love has become new life. So it's there together. Because there are times, as I said before, that human love runs out, but God's love never does. There are situations that we can't solve as humans, but there are things that God longs for us to know, and that is that he brings new life to every situation. Whatever you're struggling with this morning, Jesus has got a new life answer to it. And as people who are this side of the cross, there's new life. What does that look like for you? Call on God and ask for new life in your situation. So love and new life together. And this really came home to me a couple of weeks ago when, in January, the man who made lovely crafts out of wicker, he made me a heart and he made me a cross. And he said, if you plant both of them, they'll grow. Or I'll stick them in water first and they'll grow. And so I did, but my heart didn't do particularly well. But this is what happened to the cross. It grew. And it's planted in my garden so that we can see whether we can keep growing it. And do you know what the difference, I think, is? I think it's that this is only a couple of strands, a single one looped round. That is a cross of three strands together to go deep into the water, to suck it up through the what looked like a dead plant and bring it to new life. Because we don't do this on our own. It's pretty hard to do life on our own because human love runs dry. But God brings new life. So for our last point, does anyone think they remembered this shape well enough to come and have a go with me and make their own cross? Who was watching carefully? I've got three bits of paper, I think. Let's see. One, two, oh, I've actually got more. Hands up if you think, if you've got five. So yes, your two were first up, Lily May, and yours there, and Skye's. I saw yours next. Do you think you can come up? Come up on the platform. We'll just make the cross shape, not all the letters. Do I have one more? One more. D- Do you think you can remember what to do?
Yeah.
Go on then, Jar, you show us. Show us what the first fold is and hold it up nice and high once you've done each fold. Brilliant. Absolutely correct. How are you getting on with that? Can you copy Josh's? Yep. Just make it nice and up to the point. Nice and straight there. Okay, now what was the next shape we had to make? Into a house, like Lily May. That's right. So we fold down that point to that point. Can you do that? And just crunch that up nicely. Flatten it there. Do we all have a house shape? Brilliant. What was the next put? In half, so it made an aeroplane. I'm sure you'll all love me for picking up all of these bits of paper at the end. Okay, so we've made our aeroplane. Just turn that, fold it in half on your sky. There we are. Now, where did I tear? Can you remember?
Three, was it like...
One? It was two. So if you turn it this way, it's easier. So one tear down there and one tear down there. Let's go right to the bottom. Keep it together. Is that your first bit? And then let's hold it up. If you think you're done, unfold it. And we'll have a look.
Now I've got it wrong.
It's okay. Doesn't matter. We'll see how it's gone.
Down there.
Let's see. I think you're... Yeah, you need one more. Well, you've got a very fat cross, but that's okay. Yours has still made a cross. You need to do one more tear on yours. Keep going on yours.
How many tears?
Two. So two. Sterling work. Hold yours up. Well done, Lily May. Well done, Sky. Yours is still across, and we're still going on ours. Hold it up. We've got a very determined cross maker here. You're not letting anything stop you making a cross. I love that. See what you've got. See what shape it is. We've got a really inventive and intriguing cross, I think. That is what we've got. I think that's like a Maltese cross, a four-way cross. Points, Naomi. Thank you. Take the down. That did have a point, not just because it's all age worship and it's fun to do something. What did they do? They copied. And, we're missing our last slide. Our last slide is the last verse from the reading that we've just heard. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. So if you've been a Christian a long time and you're expecting a brand new message today, well, I'm afraid I don't have one, but I do have a challenge. And that challenge is, can you copy Mary Magdalene in finding Jesus in the grave, finding Jesus in the darkest place, finding Jesus in the place of death, and then sharing it with the world? That is your Easter challenge, to remember that life and love are held together in the cross and in the resurrection on Easter Sunday. And then our challenge is to find him at the tomb, whatever situation you're facing this morning, and bring it to new life. Meet him there and tell the world the person you found, even in the darkest of times. We're going to sing again now. But before we do that, I'd just like you to have a think about the areas of your life that need new life. Because that's what we're going to be writing on our prayer flowers after our worship songs. So I'm going to pray to finish. And as I do that, have a think about what you want to write as an area of your life or the world's life that needs new life. Father God, we thank you that we stand as resurrection people today on this side of the cross, of this side of the empty tomb, and of this side of your rising again in glory. And we say thank you that you bring new life, even in the darkest of times, even when human love runs out, yours remains, and yours brings hope and new life. So come, Holy Spirit, inspire our prayers, inspire our song worship now. that we might leave and lay before you those things that need new life. Amen.